Pod kabonu. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من أراق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم لنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه ولنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهدى، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on hope, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith we read yesterday in Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa Mu'adh radifuhu ala al-rahli. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that once Nabiya alayhi salatu wa sallam was riding, and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was a companion with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the animal. They were traveling together. Qala, radif normally means a person who's traveling directly. In other words, two people are sitting on a camel, one is sitting directly behind the other. So here they were sitting close to each other. Qala ya Mu'az, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advising Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he says, the moment he called out to Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik, that I am present, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm here at your service. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he repeated these words. These words were words of shafqat and love. Sometimes when a parent, a father, a mother, a grandparent got love for the child or grandchild, then they enjoy calling out the child's name. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had a lot of love for this young boy. Something for us to learn, that we should show and display that love for the young people, the children, those people that are younger than us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam again said, Ya Mu'adh, قَالَ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَسَعَدِيكَ. Again, Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he replied beautifully, that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am present, I am at your service. قَالَ يَا مُعَاذْ قَالَ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَسَعَدِيكَ. Thalathan, for the third time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, and for the third time, he replied the same way. So this is something for us to teach our children. Very often it happens that a parent calls the child may answer, and if the parent calls next time, then the child says, but I already replied to you, I already answered you, you didn't hear. So like that, he didn't ask, you didn't hear, or you, I've already replied. But again, he said nicely to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm present, I'm here at your service. In other words, to show, it doesn't matter if the parents are calling out 100 times, then the child should reply even 100 times. He should never get upset. This is showing us akhlaq and adab, and also it's showing us that the love that was displayed between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the youth of that time. قَالَ مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he gave him advice. He told him that there isn't any person that testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Truthful, in other words, from his heart, صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, honest from his heart, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fire of Jahannam haram upon him. In other words, he won't be made to go into Jahannam, he'll go into Jannat because of him just believing, sincerely believing in this, that is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Qala ya Rasulullah, so he got so happy, he said, O Rasulullah, inform the people this, so that they can also get the benefit of this glad tidings that you have given me. Qala idhan yattakilu, Rasulullah told him, no, in that case, people will just rely on this, that they've got love in Allah, they've got belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they won't do any good deeds. So don't. So then, فَأَخْبَرَ بِهَا مُعَاذْ عِنْدَ مُوتِهِ تَأَثُمًا. At the end of Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu's life, then out of fear that he might be hiding some knowledge that is pertinent to the ummah, So at the end of his life, he disclosed and he related this hadith that had occurred so many years back when he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought this hadith just to show us, to create hope. That sometimes we might think that we don't have too much, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking just for little, what a person has got in his heart, and that is correct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just based on that, he is willing to enter a person into Jannah, save him from the fire of Jahannam. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Shakkar Rawi. Aida Abu Hurairah, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, O Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, wa la yadurru shakku fi ayni sahabi. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is mentioning that it was either Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, or Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the person who's relating the hadith, he's not sure which sahabi it is. But then he says it doesn't affect the status of the hadith, which sahabi, whether it was Hazrat Abu Hurairah or Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu is saying this. The reason why it doesn't affect the status of the hadith, لِأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُول, because every sahabi is just, every sahabi is honest. So whether sahabi A, he mentioned the hadith, or sahabi B, because every one of them is just, it won't affect the status of the hadith. The hadith will still be a hadith, a strong hadith, obviously with all the other conditions found, but the fact that we're not sure exactly which rawi it is, which narrator it is, it won't affect the status of the hadith. قَالَ لَمَّا كَانَ غَزْوَةَ تَبُوكٍ أَصَابَ النَّاسِ مَجَاعَةٌ. He says that, he's saying either Hazrat Abu Huraira is narrating, or Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is narrating, that when it was the battle of Tabuk, the people, all the people in the army, it was about 30,000 to 40,000 people in that army. This was the last battle that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in, or last expedition that he participated in. And they were experiencing a lot of hunger, even though it was very, very hot. The conditions were difficult, they had to travel far. So as they were going, they were experiencing hunger. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَذِنْتَ لَنَا فَنَحَرْنَا نَوَاضِحَنَا. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you permit us, then we will slaughter the camels that we got, and what will we do? فَأَكَلْنَا وَدَّهَنَّا. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll eat of the meat, and of the fat also we will benefit, if you allow us to slaughter our camels. These were the requests that was coming from Sahaba. They were very, very hungry at that time. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ اِفْعَلُوا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave them permission, then go ahead, you can slaughter your camels and you can eat. فَجَاءَ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنْ فَعَلْتَ قَلَّ الظَّهْرُ. Then Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه came and he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you're going to allow this, if this is going to happen, then what will happen is we'll have very little animals to ride on, because now people are slaughtering the animals, the camels, to eat. So we will have very little. My suggestion, Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه is saying, it shows the level and the status of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that at this he says, Umar radiallahu anhu says, وَلَكِنْ أُدْعُهُمْ بِفَضْلِ أَزْوَادِهِمْ ثُمَّ دْعُوا اللَّهَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا بِالْبَرَكَةِ. My suggestion is, tell everybody whatever little extra food they got, every person in the army, whatever little provision they've got extra with them, bring it, or they must bring it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you make dua for barakat. If you make dua for barakat, then there'll be no need for us, in other words, to slaughter our animals. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ أَيَّجْعَلَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْبَرَكَةِ. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَعَمْ فَدَعَى بِنِطْعٍ فَبَسَطَهُ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he accepted this mashura of his sahabi. So it shows that it doesn't matter who you are. Yeah, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but a sahabi came with a proposition and he was happy, he accepted the mashura. So sometimes it may be a youngster, sometimes it may be somebody who looks like a simple person, but if his mashura to us is good and it seems good, we should accept it. We shouldn't look at who is giving it, but rather see what advices are being given. ثُمَّ دَعَى بِفَضْلِ أَزْوَادِهِمْ فَجَعَلَ الرَّجُلُ يَجِيءُ بِكَفِّ ذُرَّةٍ وَيَجِيءُ بِكَفِّ تَمْرٍ وَيَجِيءُ الْآخَرُ بِكِسْرَةٍ حَتَّى اجْتَمَعَ عَلَى النِّطَعَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَسِيرٌ. Until one person came and he brought one handful of grain, somebody came and brought a handful of, another person came and he brought a handful of dates, another person came with a piece of bread, until they all put whatever they had on that leather piece, the leather mat, the dastarkhan as we know it. So, and then it's mentioned in the hadith that hatta balagha dhalika shay'un yasirun, until it became a little bit, it was petty, everyone brought one handful, whatever they had, they brought, now they're looking at it, it isn't so much. And then what happened after that? فَدَعَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْبَرَكَةِ ثُمَّ قَالَ خُذُوا أَوْعِيَتُكُمْ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Now, can you imagine? It was all placed there. Little, but each person brought one handful because he hardly had anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam made dua for barakat. And then he told every one of you, come and fill your containers. Whatever containers you've got, fill it and take it. So you all can eat from it. فَأَخَذُوا فِي أُوْعِيَتِهِمْ حَتَّى مَا تَرَكُوا فِي الْعَسْكَرِ وِعَانَ إِلَّا مَلَأُوهُ وَأَكَلُوا حَتَّى شَبِعُوا وَفَضْلَ فَضْلَةٌ. Then it mentioned in the hadith that every person came and they filled their containers until there wasn't one empty container in the whole army. In other words, every person filled. Now there was no container left to fill. In other words, there was still more. And the hadith is saying after every person filled, they were still left over. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. At this occasion, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That I testify there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify that I am the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَا يَلْقَى اللَّهُ بِهِمَا عَبْدٌ غَيْرَ شَاكٌ فَيُحْجَبُ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there isn't any person that believes in this without doubting, except that he will be prevented from going into the fire of Jahannam. In other words, فَيُحْجَبُ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ, except that this person will enter Jannah. In other words, there isn't any person that doubts this. Any person that doesn't have any doubt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it will happen that he'll be prevented from Jannah. He'll never be prevented from Jannah because of his belief. So here again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this hadith to show us. It's a long hadith, there's a lot of lessons we can take, but the last part of it is that a person just believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he won't be prevented from entering the beautiful gardens of Jannah, and he won't be prevented from entering there because of his beliefs. So here again it shows a person doesn't have to have so much of amal. It doesn't mean that we mustn't strive to do amal, but to give a person hope that perhaps he might feel that he's got nothing to his credit, he's wasted his life. Hadiths like this will give us that hope. Doesn't matter the fact that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said this person won't be prevented from Jannah. And here again from this hadith we saw the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should always try to do those things that will bring us the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.